Part two. You know, we couldn't get it all in yesterday on parenting and parenting again, which really is a grandparenting program for those of you as grandparents who are finding yourself standing in the gap, parenting or partly parenting those grandkids. Maybe you never intended to do that. Wasn't on your bingo card, as they say, but here you are. And we want to encourage you with more. By the way, if you missed yesterday's show, it's in the archives. You can listen to it. But today we got more calls and comments for you. Just before we get started, though, into the topic, a reminder that our phone line, which is typically used for you to talk to me on the air live, has been set aside for a very special purpose this week, for today through Friday. And that is for your support. We need it. This is our special fundraising emphasis, and your support is allowing Intentional Living to continue, allowing us to help keep our ministry going and helping the radio as well. Thank you for all that you are doing. Your gift right now, whatever it may be, if God leads you to give $50 or $100, or maybe you can join us with a dollar a day, $30 a month. I want to get you a copy of my book, Declutter Your Life, your emotions, your finances, your schedule. It'll be a very practical resource for you, and it's our gift to you. So call 888-888-1717 for that purpose, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com and click on donate. You know, yesterday we started the program with Rose, and they're newlyweds, she and her husband, 60 years old newlyweds, and they're about to adopt 7 grandkids. That certainly is parenting again.
Dr. Randy, this is Rose from New Mexico. Me and my husband just got married about 8 months ago, and I'm going to be 62. He's going to be 64. Make a long story short, his daughter had drug issues. All her kids ended up foster care. We are in the process of adopting 7 grandchildren, and I've never had children before, and it's been a long time for my husband. And we're also newly married. So I was just wondering if anybody out there would have any helpful hints on adoption issues with kids and all of that.
Wow. 7 grandchildren, never having children before, and you're 62 years old. That's like going from 0 to 60 in a Chevy Chevette. Anybody remember a Chevy Chevette? Grandparents. That's why I put that out there, because it would grandparents would remember. How do you get from 0 to 60? Chevette in right now. Okay, that was Rose. She represents so many people we hear from in one fashion or another. Grandparents were saying, help. How do I be intentional in raising my grandchildren? So let's go to the live calls here. Tim, we're going to start with you in Michigan today. Tim, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dr. Carlson.
Appreciate it. What would you say to Rose and others? What's your experience?
You know, first of all, I would say, you know, as in everything else, God first and foremost. My wife and I have adopted 4 of our grandchildren now. Mm. Our eldest daughter passed away about 12 years ago,
Wow. And
we adopted a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old. And our youngest daughter has struggled with mental health all her life, so we adopted 2 of her children, too, when they were just babies, both of them. So we have a 5-year-old boy, an 8-year-old girl, a 16-year-old daughter, and an 18-year-old daughter.
Wow, that's quite a challenge. Now, this isn't something you thought would ever be part of your life, probably, early on, did you?
You know, we're not hoping, but with the drug issues, it was always something that was kind of, you know what I mean, in the back of the mind out there.
Exactly.
But, you know, when the day finally happened, when things, you know, came to make decisions on things, it was not even a decision, you know.
Mm-hmm.
God has always been good, and because we continue to be as faithful as we can be to Him, you know, He's blessed us greatly through this. We couldn't imagine what our lives would look like when we, you know, first entered the process of adopting all the grandchildren. And it's not always been easy, but boy, have we been blessed.
Mm.
I mean, just blessed beyond all measure. And it's harder, you know, a little bit harder sometimes when it's older, but God never gives us anything, you know, a job that He set before us without the tools to do it.
Yeah. So what are some practical things you'd say to others who are following your footsteps?
Well, the first practical things I would say is that, is in everything else, you know, make it a daily practice is hopefully did with the young family. We did that, you know, pray together, read together, do the things as a family together, make sure God's first, you know, and All our grandchildren belong to Jesus. Their hearts belong to Jesus now, and they just love him. And we could not ask for anything more. Mm-hmm. You know, they're raising up children or grandchildren, you know, with eternity in mind is the most important thing. And that's just worked out fantastically, mm-hmm. as it should. In fact, just to allow bragging, our 18-year-old granddaughter, the oldest one that we adopted, is actually the salutatorian in the class this year. So, you know.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah. Well. But as far as practical advice, as far as dealing with states and legalities, right. and all that kind of things, I guess my best advice would be is to, you know, pray hard and do not be discouraged, because it's an awful thing to work against all the time, and it seems like you're working against a lot of things in order to adopt children. And it doesn't seem like it should be that hard, but it is. Mm. And to just take things one day at a time and never give up, and pretty soon you'll be looking on the backside of it. You know, this is not a road that my wife and I would have chose, you know, or anybody would choose, I would think, but. You know, that being said, as long as we continue to be faithful to God, He has just continued to bless us above and beyond.
Fantastic. So, hey, yeah. Tim, thank you for your call from Michigan. You keep it up, my friend.
All right, my brother. Hey, have a good day.
Thank you. I'm glad you're listening. We're going to go to Danielle in a moment. New Mexico, her grandmother adopted her when she was 5. We'll see how that turned out. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Thank you all for your ministry. It really helped me to live an attentive life in Christ Jesus. I am a new believer in this walk. Thank you for the encouragement that you give us on an everyday-to-day basis, and I do listen to you every day.
I really appreciate the encouragement and the spirit-led advice that you give on your talk show. It's very much appreciated. It's very encouraging, very uplifting.
I love your heart, man. I listen to you all the time, and you're very encouraging. You're very straight. You know, you just use the word and God's principles, and you just encourage me.
Hi, Doctor. First of all, I'd like to say to you and your listeners, thank you very much for supporting this radio station. It's helping me in my new walk with Christ.
This lesson is not about being, you know, more saved or getting more saved. It's about going deeper in your faith and your relationship with Christ. You are as saved as you're ever going to be. You either are saved, you either have a relationship with Jesus Christ, or you don't. You're not in the middle, and you're not in works trying to get to that place. In fact, the scripture tells us it's not by works lest any one of us should boast. It is the free gift of God. Amen to that. And I would ask you today, do you know Jesus personally? Know about him? I mean, everybody's heard his name, but have you really felt in your own heart that need, that realize, you know, I got to be at the end of myself. I can't continue to live this way. It's not working for me, and it's not. Now, it doesn't mean all your problems go away, but now you have within you the power of God through his Holy Spirit in your life. And if that's something you're sensing today that you need, just a reminder, you simply, you know, you'd have to turn, because it's not by works to say, Lord Jesus, I'm done doing this myself. I recognize that I'm fallen and a sinner, and I ask you to come and forgive me. Not that I'm never going to mess up again, but I ask you to forgive me today, and I invite you to come into my life to be my Savior for all of eternity. And based on Scripture, he'll do that. Now, you need to water that plant, that new seed. Get plugged into a Bible-believing, teaching church. We believe in that. That's God's intention for your life, to be in a place where God's Word is being taught. We're here for you on the radio every day to encourage you with music and with teaching and things that'll help you in your journey. And here at Intentional Living, we have a goal to help you live intentionally in your walk with Him. And that's why we're here. And if you're a new believer today, and I'm going to ask for support for the ministry, but I'm not asking you to do that. I just want you to spend time experiencing this ministry and allow God to speak to you. But I am going to ask others today that would be praying for that individual, that one of the tangible ways you can get involved is to support us and allowing us to share that message of the gospel, to share with people who are hurting today, knowing someone somewhere is listening and will give their life to Christ. This is our special fundraising week, and your gift is important, needed, And we're doing something special. We're making available my Declutter Your Life book, which includes mental, emotional, and spiritual clutter. It's a book that'll encourage you, and it's our gift to you. When you join us, you know, a dollar a day goes a long way, $30 a month to help people. Give us a call, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com. All right, we got Danielle on the line. She's on the other side of this whole equation. She's been adopted by her grandmother. Take a listen.
When I was five, she adopted me. My grandfather and grandmother both adopted me when I was five. My mother and birth father were both mentally ill, and they were unable to care for kids, and they just got overwhelmed. And my grandmother decided to step in, and she had to make a really life-changing decision. And she thought it over, and she chose me over her old age. And I got to tell you that it was the best thing that I could have ever asked for. And I want to encourage these older seniors that are, these grandparents that are taking in their dear grandchildren, that there will be some times when you doubt yourself and you think, oh my gosh, what did I do? How good of a parent am I becoming? Will it happen again to these children that I adopted, my own grandchildren? What happened to my daughter and my son? And it isn't true. It's simply a matter of putting love first and having a really strong Christian background, really putting forth your culture and really, really diving in as a family. And my grandmother, for all intensive purposes, went towards that goal. And I'm here today, and I'm already turning 50 this year. And let me tell you, it was the best thing that I could have ever asked for. Thank God for grandparents.
I heard some emotion in your voice, Danielle, as you talked about your grandparents.
Yes.
How meaningful was that to you personally?
She's been gone 4 years now. She passed away, and she was my best friend. I mean, we got along really well, and she protected me against some things that came up with my birth parents. They wanted to be in and out of my life, and they caused a lot of intentional pain. But my grandmother, she protected me, and she really stuck to her side of the bargain. She was a real parent, you know, and she was a really, she put out all that love out there. You know, she didn't allow me to suffer for any intensive purposes, you know. She put out herself 100%, and she doubted herself sometimes, you know, and I kept telling her, you're doing a great job. And I'm here to say that the grandkids will be very, very grateful, because they have a home and they have love, and that's what they need. That's what they need.
Amen. Thank you, Danielle. Appreciate your call. That's the other side of the equation. That's the view from a 50-year-old who was adopted at five, looking back 45 years, tears still. So grandma and grandpa, we're not worn out completely yet, right? Okay, Iwana is on the line in Arizona. And Iwana, welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. I appreciate your call. What's your comment today?
Mostly is I just wanted to make sure they're older, you know, and I'm 69. I took in my kids. I adopted them actually 3 years ago. Wow. But I had them all of their life since they were infants. At one at a time as they were born, they came into my family because their siblings is my two granddaughters, older, and took them in after their mother was on drugs, and they were all born with drugs in their system. Those drugs create problems.
Yes.
And, you know, with maybe ADHD, one was born with asthma really bad. She had to get on the machine 5-6 times a day sometimes. I was working at the time, so it was really hard at the time at the start. These people say that hopefully we retired. That's great, because the children take a lot of time, and seven of them I can't even imagine. But if they were born with drugs in their system, if that drugs create problems, just want to tell them there's a lot of resources out there to help the older people raise these grandkids. You just have to reach out. Yeah. A lot of state agencies help. But if they adopt with subsidy, then the state sends them money for each child every month. I mean, it's not a lot, but, you know, when you don't have a lot of money to raise these kids on, every little bit helps.
A little bit is a lot. So your kind of intentional perspective on this is make sure, understand, again, expectations. And if there's been drugs involved, that we all kind of know that has an impact on kids who are born with that within the system. But also that there's maybe help available. The state that you live in may have resources to support you and help you as you've adopted that child. So that's a good reminder. I want to appreciate your call. How old are your grandchildren now?
14, 15, and almost 16. They're all just changing.
And you're 69. How are you doing?
Right. I have a bad back. But they understand all this. They know what's going on, and I love them dearly. And they're all good kids. But one thing they were talking about earlier, get them into a church, keep them into church, keep them under the word that a good person can tell them the right word. You know, there's only one way to heaven, and Jesus Christ is the only way.
It's good.
You know, just be there for them all the time. It's not a long, short-term contract they're making. It's a long term.
Good reminder. It's a long-term contract. Thank you, Iwana, which raises a caller that called in just from Kansas, I think, and was just questioning, making sure that the motives are right, you know, when you're adopting your grandchildren. And it talks about intentions and expectations again. And I think that most of us as grandparents, our intentions would be good, but be realistic and understand, why am I doing this, and what are my motives? I'm being realistic, and I have clear expectations. You're not going to be able to answer all those questions. Love is love, and you got to step out, and God love those of you who are doing it. You know, the stats are what? 2.6 million children in the United States are being raised exclusively by grandparents, and millions more where the grandparents are in the home and stepping in for the parents, maybe providing care during the day or in other ways, really helping out in beyond just what we might call typical grandparenting, you know. So God love you for doing that. If you just joined us, it started with Rose. She called from New Mexico. She said, help, I'm newlywed, 8 months, 62 years old, 64-year-old husband, daughter on drugs, never had kids, and now ready to adopt 7 grandchildren. You know, what do you say? Let's take another call. Let's go to Phyllis in Michigan. Phyllis, welcome to the program.
Hello, Dr. Harrelson.
Appreciate your call. What's your comment today?
Well, I would say prayer and journaling your issues that you have with each child so that, you know, with 7 grandchildren, I've just taken custody of a granddaughter, and we've ran into a problem already. The first 3 days, she ran away. So it's a different angle for me, but to have multiple children like that, I think, you know, God puts us in the places where we're needed the most. That's my belief. And for her to have a heart that she could open up her home to these 7 grandchildren is just, it's miraculous to me.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You know, but you don't want to take and not do something or try to help those children. And I empathize with her and her husband because they're just newly married themselves in the age that I'm 63 the end of this month. So, but you have to try. You know, you open a home so that they're not given to strangers or, you know, whatever the purpose of God planting us in this position.
Yeah.
But that's all I could say. I would really say prayer and journaling if that's the... You know, so that you can do each day what steps you're taking and just build upon those.
Very powerful. Know. That's true. You know, Phyllis, we talk about, you know, getting legal help and making sure those things are covered, but the motivation still comes from I love God and I love my grandchildren and I got to step in. Somebody's got to help here. But the realistic side or the expectational side is making sure that the expectations are met. One basic question I would ask a grandparent, if you're 64 years old, Rose, and you're ready to step in, is what if something happens to you? In other words, making sure that you're putting into place the kinds of things that will protect those grandchildren if something were to happen to you. And I think that message comes through as well. Okay, thank you for your call, Phyllis. We'll be back. I got Philip standing by with some encouragement. We'll get to that in a couple minutes.
Take a look at your dining room table. Is it a place for you to share family meals? Or maybe just collect mail and old receipts? How about that chair in the bedroom? Do you sit in it and read? Or is it really just another spot to pile up clothes? If that's the state of the rooms in our house, what about the rooms in our hearts, which are often just as cluttered with emotional trauma and baggage?
It may be time to declutter your life. During the Intentional Living Spring Support Drive, with your monthly gift of any size or all at once at $30 or more, you'll take home a copy of Dr. Randy's book, Declutter Your Life. In the book, you'll learn how clutter can keep you from the life Christ has given you and encourage you to intentionally seek God. Give right now by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Kurt, for reminding us and everyone that this new book, Declutter Your Life, Experiencing Freedom in Your Life, and really freedom from clutter, mental clutter, relational clutter. It could be financial clutter. It could be friendship clutter, whatever it may be. But clutter is something that drags us down. It becomes a friction, a blockade to our future. And this book gives you four really practical steps for living intentionally as a follower of Christ and finding clutter to move it out of your way, including some of the debris that you might have in your closets or garage like I do. And so thank you for your support today. When you join us in monthly support for intentional living, I'll make sure you get that. $1 a day is going to go a long way. Just give us a call, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
If you joined us, missed any part of the program, and just joining us now, we're talking about grandparenting when you're stepping into the gap for your grandkids. And Rose, who's stepping in now at 62 years old, never having grandchildren, with a daughter on drugs and adopting seven grandchildren, wanting help, and you've been helping. So let's get Philip on, who's next in Arizona. Thank you for waiting, Philip. Go right ahead. You're on the air.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I want to encourage them because I'm actually was her daughter, so to speak, I guess, because I was a son on drugs and whatever else. My parents ended up taking, oh, thank God they did not end up having to go the whole wing of adoption because, praise the Lord, I got them back now. But there was a time for like 4, 5, 6 years that I was in prison, and they had to take care of them.
So you were in prison, you had drugs in prison, and your parents stepped up for about 5 years, 5 or 6 years.
Yeah. And, I mean, it was the best thing for those kids, because if they did not, they would have been lost in the state. And now the kids had, while I was in the prodigal son stages of my life, the kids had a stable environment, and they were with people they knew.
Yeah.
And Christian, mom and dad, or grandma and granddad, taking the place for mom and dad.
Mm.
So I want to give them a Galatians 6:9. Don't grow weary in doing good. In due time, if you don't lose heart, you will reap what you sow. I might have messed up the scripture up a little bit, but
you did great.
6:9.
How are you doing, Philip? 5 years in prison. You said you're restoring the lost years?
Trying. I mean, that's a little difficult, though, because the enemy likes to bring up guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes with my mom a little bit, telling her his guilt, because she was not going the rate of being a parent again. She raised four of her own and then having to. But being patient with the Lord, it's actually done a lot better, and I'm actually doing good now. Recently got married, and I'm about to be getting a house.
Good for you. Hey, listen, God is a God of restoration. He's a God of restoring, and as the scripture talks about restoring those years that the locusts have eaten, it's a word picture of, we can have wasted years. And let's face it, you don't have to go to prison to have wasted years. There's a lot of people going off to work and living life, and they're wasting their lives. So the fact that you have been at the bottom, as it were, Philip, and now saying, hey, I'm on this track of restoring my life, you know what's important, you know what's valuable, and you can call in and share that. We applaud that, and we're going to be praying for you, my friend, on this journey back to wholeness, and we pray that it'll be a great success for you, for your family.
I appreciate it, and just one thing that I want to tell them, don't give up. They're doing good. Mm-hmm. I know their ages are a little bit higher than my parents were, but I mean, the Lord gives them their energy and their strength, so mm-hmm. just don't give up. Keep up the good work.
Amen. God does give us the strength, doesn't he? That's where it comes from. Hey, do we have time? Jacqueline in Arizona with some encouragement. Go ahead, Jacqueline.
I am a great-grandmother, was blessed with 3 great-grandbabies to raise. I adopted them last year. I've had them now for going on 3 years. And it was only by the grace of God that we were brought back together and I was able to receive them. God has so blessed us in so many ways. Not only them, they, as people say they're blessed. No, I'm blessed. God knew what he was doing when he blessed me with my babies now. They're my babies, my children. And I just want to tell I know nowadays mostly grandparents are raising children, even some great-grandparents, that as long as we put God first in our life, we can see miracles every day with our grandbabies and our great-grandbabies. And those that are we just have to, or we feel like we have to take in because we want them loved and taken care of the way God would have them taken care of.
Wow. Thank you, Jacqueline. You know, to hear you say it wasn't just a blessing for your grandkids, but a blessing to you. I mean, that what an attitude. And even though you didn't bargain for it, ask for it, or maybe even expect it, to be able to stand in the gap for your kids. And really, today's show and yesterday is a reminder that more than ever, we find grandparents and even great-grandparents, as Jacqueline mentioned, having to step up and parent all over again. If that's your case, we're here for you. We love you. Tell us your story and continue to trust Jesus every day in the process. Share your story with us, okay? By the way, reminder, that phone line is available for your gift today during this special fundraiser. Call 888-888-1717 or go to theintentionallife.com. I'm Dr. Randy. Thank you for supporting the Ministry of Intentional Living, Ministry of Intentional Life Media.